made for your radio.
98Q Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
There's an army that comes up here once every year. They come to the Northwoods to go hunting for deer. They come by the railroad, by car or by truck, all hoping and praying to get a big buck. Now it's a sight that's worth seeing, and it's darn hard to beat. It's like a circus parade coming down the main street. They sometimes get lost and sometimes get misled. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now you can find them all over, and you don't have to look far. In the stores or cafes or drinking at the bar, their talk is of hunting before going to bed. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now when the season is open, to the timber they go, all hoping and praying for a light fall of snow. For it makes good trekking, and it may bring them luck to go home successful with a very nice buck. But we all can't be lucky, for this we all know. Regardless of the weather, it may rain or may snow. But lucky or not, this is what I've heard said. They'll be back here next season, these guys dressed in red.
And I think that's us live, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just make sure everything's up to snuff here, get some levels right. Welcome, welcome, folks, to this evening, the fourth of the 2023 Deer Hunters Roundup, nationally awarded program out of Park Falls, Wisconsin, 98.3 FM, 98Q Country, WCQM. I'm your guest DJ in this evening, DJ Scopi, a.k.a. Gray Gunderson. Normally doing other things here in the studio, they press gang me into covering for Joel tonight. I've got some guests here, including Big G. How's it going, Big G?
Hey, good. You know, we got a couple of sales guys in here running the board, so bear with us.
And a matter of fact, I think I left you right off the air when you said that. You want to say you a little bit for us, Big G?
Yeah, Big G here. We had a couple of sales guys running the board tonight, so bear with us.
If you hear loud voices, give it a second. We'll get better as we go along here. But Big G, you've got some guests in the studio with us tonight for night four. Who do we have with us?
Yeah, it's great to have Brian and Amanda here from the Seed and Feed and Five Field, one of our big buck sponsors this year.
All right.
Welcome, Brian and Amanda.
Thank you. Hello.
Thank you.
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Very good.
Well, tell us a little about the Seed and Feed and Five Field. I know you guys are fairly new in the business. How long you been in the business now?
Yeah, we took it over. It'll be 2 years in January. It's been a really great transition. You know, Craig has been there with the Seed and Feed for 13 years. He's still on board with us. He's been critical as far as our success and transition and everything. So I want to give him a little shout out while we're doing that. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I know Craig. I graduated with him, as a matter of fact. So I know him a long time. So, well, don't give him too much credit. Don't want to get him too big of a head, you know, and so forth. So, all right. Well, welcome to the Deer Hunters Roundup. We're going to be talking with you folks here throughout the show. So, Gray, why don't we get to the phones?
All right. Answer to first call. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Camp.
I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
Rob from the Nelson Camp.
Rob from the Nelson Camp. And how's it going out at the Nelson Camp this evening?
Just wonderful.
Wonderful. Where are you guys out at the Nelson Camp?
We lost our head cook today.
You lost your head cook? How'd that come to be?
She went home.
Just couldn't handle it anymore?
She said we were just slave drivers. She showed up last night and left.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say she didn't even quite make it halfway through the season, but if she only showed up last night, then, boy, you didn't even get any good cooked meals this year, did you?
No.
So what is it, just canned bush beans all through the season now?
No, we'll still have our Thanksgiving dinner up here and all that stuff. She'll be back tomorrow.
So. Okay, I thought you might have an emergency cook lined up there for a sec.
Other kind of bucks, you know.
Oh, fair enough. All right. Well, thank you for checking in with us here.
So, what was it like in the woods today?
Actually, not too many of us went out today. We had some other issues. We had some people show up today that we like enjoy to talk with. I was unfortunately not here when they came. They were another camp down the road that used to be here quite a bit, and they actually drove all the way up from Wausau to come and see us today and enjoy a little bit of the outdoors with the people that were here. So.
Oh, great. You had some good camaraderie then. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, we actually we stopped in there by Amanda the other day.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, so doing good. So she got to see our actual real faces, so.
Fair enough. A privilege Amanda's gotten that we haven't gotten here at the studio. We only get to hear your sweet voice today.
So she can't give out our alias looks. So we're kind of like superheroes.
I may be able to cajole her into it off the air. We'll see. Well, thank you to all guys at the Nelson Camp. Good luck to you the rest of the season, all right?
All right, thank you very much. See you guys.
And you're on the roundup. Who's this? Hello. Looks like we lost one here. Oh, we got another live one, though. You're on the roundup. Who's this? Hello. That might be me doing something wrong, because that call just came in. Thanks for your patience with the guest DJs and their technical difficulties. They call me Scopeye for a reason. It's not because I'm good at what I do. Let's drop that one there, and there we go. Let's see what we get here. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Andy. How's it going?
Not too bad. How's it going today, Andy? Where are you from?
We're stationed out of Phillips this year.
Just out of Phillips this year? And how's it going so far for you on day four?
Oh, day four. Well, day four was no deer day. We didn't go out today.
Oh, it was a designated no hunting holiday.
No hunting on this Tuesday, but we did go muskie fishing today. We had a breakthrough, some ice down in Spirit Lake, but we made it out.
Well, excellent. At least you weren't cooped up the whole day.
Nope. We had a couple strikes, but nothing in the boat, but it was a good day. It's probably the last time we're going to be able to get on the water for the year.
I'm thinking a lot of people have been saying that for a while now. A lot of people have been sneaking out far longer than they really expected to.
Yeah, well, looking at the forecast, I don't think many people are going to be getting out this next weekend. I think it's going to be, the water is going to be a little too chilly and ice over a little bit too much.
Yeah, it's certainly a short time limit left. Well, hey, if you manage to get one in the boat, send us a picture over at WCQM@civicmedia.us, okay?
Of course.
Hey, Andy, can I get a camp name from you?
Oh, Camp Gross.
Camp Gross? Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Andy. Good luck the rest of the season,
okay?
Good
luck,
Andy. All right, thank you.
I heard you had draft sightings out there. Is that right?
10-footers, I'm told. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bruce at Camp Red Barrel.
Bruce at Camp Red Barrel. How's it going today?
Pretty good. Good.
Pretty well. Any sightings out there by Harshaw?
No, it was real slow. Well, no, I take it back. Everybody saw some does. That was about it. No bucks.
Okay, but we saw things moving. It wasn't just the Blue Jays and the squirrels today.
Yeah, and turkeys, a lot of turkeys. That's it. Yep.
Just turkey, squirrels, Blue Jays, none of the... well, you did get a deer put you above some of the other callers we've had today, so... that's the consolation prize for you today, I figure. We'll also be adding you to the prize drawings that we'll be doing here at the end of the roundup.
Yeah, we got a couple of them hanging on the buck pole, but it's a little slow this year.
All right. Well, hey, if you've got a good picture, make sure you submit that into us by email, too. Get you a second entry in there for a completely different prize, but thanks for reaching out to us today.
Yeah, we got some cool weather coming, so hang in there.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, thank you kindly. And you're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Eric from Camp Botulism.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Camp Botulism, you said?
Botulism, yep.
Camp Botulism. I think we just talked to the camp that lost their cook. You guys might want to compare notes. How is day four for Camp Botulism?
We finally fired up the old shack here after a couple days of resting and seeing a few spikes, a couple does, and let them all go.
So today was the day you guys got serious, and it almost paid off. Just nothing big enough by the sound of it, eh?
Absolutely.
Whereabouts are you?
Up in Park Falls.
Okay, gotcha. So there are bucks to be had in Park Falls. I won't make you share any more than that.
Not too many, but there's a couple around, yeah.
No, apparently they're at Camp Botulism, so people might just leave them to you. I don't know there. All right, well, thank you for calling in. Good luck rest of the season.
All right, you too. Thanks.
And you're on the roundup. Who's this? Hello? No dice there. I heard noises, but it wasn't the people talking that I needed it to be. We'll grab one more call here, and then we'll talk about some of our sponsors. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Big Stick from Camp Porcupine.
Big Stick from Camp Porcupine. Whereabouts are you?
We are east side of Phillips from Town Amory.
All right. East side over by Amory there. And how's it going at Camp Porcupine today?
Well, you know, we figured what the heck, and we got the dozer out and started preparing land for a food plot in spring. Maybe then we'll see some deer.
Boy, I remember you called in yesterday, Big Stick, and I thought, geez, they didn't even wait until Tuesday to start thinking about the food plot plans for next year. I didn't get the vibe that it was going too well this first weekend.
Yeah, well, you know, it worked because I went out this afternoon and I saw, doe and two fawns, so I figured what the heck.
All right. They know you're already just planning it. I guess you just manifested a food plot. You don't even need one. You can just think about it hard enough and bring those deer in.
Right.
People are going to be trying to hire your services before long at this rate.
Well, I don't know. I come at a pretty penny.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, hey, maybe we can work out an ad deal someday for a different show entirely.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate what you do.
Thanks, Big Stick. Have a good day. All right. Good first round of calls to get through there. Take a little bit of a pause from that and maybe check in on an email quick before we jump into the sponsor list. What do you think?
Oh, sure.
All right. Actually, why don't we knock this one out first? I'm just getting out of order here.
All right. When's our break coming?
Looking at the first break, not for another 10 minutes or so.
All right. We're good then.
Where did my sponsor list go? Let's see here.
That's a good question.
I appear to have left it on the counter out there. Could you grab that for me?
Yeah, let me go take a look for that.
Sorry about that. It's just right here. We'll just give Big G a second here. I kind of wish I had Jeopardy music queued up here, but I was
playing it in my head.
I think everybody thinks in Jeopardy music the moment somebody walks
all
away.
Right, there we are.
Excellent.
I don't know much about radio, but silence isn't where you want to be.
My first night as a guest DJ, and I'm getting judged. All right.
Wait till I take over in the next break. Oh, we'll have a lot of fun then.
As always, Deer Hunters Roundup is not possible without contributions from our sponsors. Our title sponsors this year, the Turdy Pointer title sponsors, include the Big Dipper Bar and Grill, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Wildwoods Taxidermy, and Essential Shooting Supplies. We also have our middle sponsors, the Big Buck sponsors, including our current in-studio guests, Seed and Feed, also Northwoods Realty and Property Management, Park Falls Building and Hardware. And our general sponsors include Tom Miller Electric, Master Care Lawn and Plowing Services, CNR Power Sports, Northwoods Supper Club, Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service, Park Falls Family Restaurant, Phillips Service Center, Warga Auto and Truck Center, Ken's Carpet Center, Ford Insurance, Ford Investment Services, Northern Lights and Lanes, Great Northern Hotel, Wolfsten, O'Deer Nutrition, Ridge Runners, Gable's South Fork, Baroka's Wreaths, Jack's Corner Bar, Village Pit Stop, B&B Insurance, Heritage Meats, Decor to Adore, and Oxbow Resort. Thank you. Cannot thank you enough. All of our sponsors, especially our title sponsors and our big buck sponsors like Man and Brian, we've got in studio, owners of Seed and Feed in Fifield. We're going to grab one call here, and then we'll have some questions for you about what you do there south of Park Falls. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hello, Gray and Big G. This is the Bug Man calling from the Bug Man.
Bug Man. All right.
Always glad to hear from the Bug Man. How was day four for you, good sir?
It was a good day. A little bit of a sore shoulder, though. A little short story. I know you got a lot of callers, but when Bone shot that big old nine-pointer, we started cutting on that thing yesterday, and, you know, he shot at 8:30 in the morning, and we were still cutting after the sun went down. So this morning, we did all the rest of the cutting.
All right.
We cut, we ground, we got 80 pounds of venison on that deer, which is wonderful.
You guys used up all the masking tape in the county for that one, I take it?
You know, we had a problem with the masking tape. I'm really, you know, kind of embarrassed that you're asking because it wouldn't stick to the freezer bags that we put the venison in.
Uh-oh.
So we had to rely on the old Sharpies and do that deal.
Well, I mean, but what can you do if you can only do that?
Yeah. Well, the cool thing is, he's got 25 pounds of ground venison freshly ground in the freezer for tonight. And now we're doing the skull boiler. We got the skull out there boiling, and we're looking, checking every 30 minutes to make sure. I'm thinking the best way to make a skull is just when you, like, you make pork, when it falls off the bone, that's when you know the skull's done.
Fair enough. I've eaten pork. I haven't cooked much of it, and I've certainly never grilled a deer's head. So I think you know more than I do about this, Bugman. I trust your gut.
Yeah, we got it boiling out there in the old skull boiler in the pot with the heater in there, and life is good. So we'll touch base with you guys tomorrow.
What camp you calling from?
Say that again.
What camp you calling from,
what's
Bugman?
The camp name?
Yeah, the Bugman Land.
Bugman
this is
Land.
The Bugman.
That's what I thought
it
was.
Land.
And okay. We know better, but we're the new guys. We got to ask the dumb questions now and again.
I was going to say, who am I talking to?
Yeah, it's usually, trust me, if you hear questions come out of my mouth, just wait, think about it. You'll realize how dumb they are after a short delay. It's just, that's just knowing me. That's how it goes.
You got a couple rookie sales guys here running the show tonight, so.
All right, I'll talk slow and use a lot of my fingers.
There you
However,
go.
You guys got to put out your email address. We got to send you some. We get rejections from your email address.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I give you a bad one? Should be wcqm@civicmedia.us.
There you go.
It makes sure it's not .com.us. Thank you, Bugman. Good luck out there the rest of the season.
All right. I appreciate your award-winning show, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you kindly, Bugman. We'll speak soon. All right, and we're just going to put that one on park for a second, and let's take a look here. How's it going over there, Big G?
Well, I'm getting writer's cramp here, but other than that, we're doing okay.
Well, that's probably the main reason we're going to have to swap out at some point. It won't be for any hosting duty reasons or technical ability. It's just going to be a matter of writing fast enough to fill these
calls
out.
Not to mention the ability to read my writing. That's another factor that we have to consider.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. On the list of people in this studio with good handwriting, some of us aren't on it, I'm afraid. How are you
guys
doing
over there?
That's
a nice way to put it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Brian and Amanda, how are you guys doing over there? Get to sneak a peek at the craziness that is Deer Hunters Roundup from inside the studio.
Yeah, it's nuts. It is.
I'm willing to bet Seed and Feed gets about as crazy, though, on your busy days.
Yeah, the past couple weeks have been super busy for sure. I mean, it's definitely what we want, though. So
a lot of deer corn, I take it?
A lot of deer corn, a lot of attractants, a lot of blocks, a lot of cell cameras, tacticams.
Okay, so you guys deal in a lot of electronics on top of just the seed and the feed.
Yeah, we definitely have some like Garmin products for like the bear hunters and stuff like that. But yeah, right now, obviously, the trail cameras are what are going out as far as that's concerned. But
all right.
Yeah,
well,
in fact, they got a couple on the show here that they put on Deer Hunters Roundup.
Oh, yeah.
What is it, a tacticam and a black ops cam? Can you kind of, those are just some of the products you sell. I know you got all kinds of, you got dog food, and there's just a plethora of stuff down there,
yeah,
the seed and feed.
Animal feeds, you know, chicken feed, horse feed, goat feed, that kind of stuff.
What would you say is the most frequent surprise thing that people find there? What do you hear most often? I didn't know you had this. What's that item for you guys?
Oh, man, throw me for a loop on that one. What do you think?
Yeah, the pig snouts.
Yeah.
All right.
The dog
pig
treats.
Snouts. I'm just waiting for the phones to blow up at an entirely different level now. Pig snout requests, just waiting for it. Or we'll get a call from pig snout somewhere.
We have a loyalty program that allows us to provide free bags after so many purchases. So, like, if you buy, like, 12 items, you get the 13th free, and we keep track of it in the store for you. So our customers get extra value if they shop with us.
Awesome. So it's basically buy so many, get one, and that's for most types of feed, or is that a specific kind?
Yes, most types of feed, most of our dog foods, most of our cat foods, most of our bird seeds, and some of our suets.
All right. So some of your most popular items, I would guess.
Absolutely, yeah.
Awesome.
Not right now, though. Corn is king right now.
Well, yeah, this is the Deer Hunters Roundup. This isn't the cat food roundup, that's for sure. But at the same time, it's good for people to know that they could save your roundup with that kind of deal. That's
absolutely
for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had a couple of draft sightings here last night.
That's a good question. Are you guys prepared to feed the giraffe if anybody captures it live as opposed to taking it down?
I think we can find giraffe food, yes.
All right. Keep your 10-foot giraffe sightings on deck for calls. Make sure you get them in here. And if you have a picture of it, you'd be the first one. We're going to go back and grab a couple calls here. Let's see if we can't find that giraffe. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, this is Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, what camp are you from?
Daddy.
Yeah, Big Daddy at the Loping Mule. How you doing?
At the Loping Mule. We're doing great. How about yourself, Big Daddy?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good here. You know, we want to give a shout-out to Eminem.
Shout-out to Eminem?
To Lanes as well, Lanes Camp.
All right. Shout-out to Eminem at the Lanes Camp. How about any sightings for you guys there today?
Oh, yeah. Just one sighting, and I don't know if I can share this, but this is fairly personal. But, you know, the guys at Eminem, they decided to share that they're coming out of the closet. So we're with them.
And I'm afraid we had to move on to the second one. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Thor calling from the Big Dipper.
Thor from the Big Dipper. Whereabouts are you guys?
Well, we're proud to admit that we finally got one on the buck pole out here in Pike Lake. Big George, our camp leader, got the nice 8-pointer we've been watching finally.
All right. How long you had your eye on that one there?
He's been coming in for a week or so for Dad there, and he finally got to make his way into that feed and feed corn and get some Tacticam picks, and finally Dad got it done here right in the last few minutes of legal light.
Hey, congratulations, guys. Glad to hear it was with seed and feed corn.
Well, of course.
That's absolutely awesome. Any other salient notes? Did you happen to spot a giraffe today?
No giraffes. I think I caught some snoozes in my stand with the lack of deer, but all that matters is that Dad got one, and we were able to set him up with a good deer.
Dad got a deer, and you caught some Z's, and you didn't even need a net to do it.
You got it.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Thor. Thanks, Big Dipper. Yes, this is my brother on the air. I'm hanging up on him now. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Well, now hang up.
I think I just got our own answering machine. How rude. Let's try that one again. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, hello. Who is this?
Camp Longshot.
Camp Longshot. And who am I speaking to?
Thomas.
Jerome.
Here's my little brother.
Thomas and Jerome. Yep.
Thomas and Jerome. We got the whole crew. How's it going to Camp Longshot today, boys?
Yeah. I was out there in the woods and the deer come out and I shot. Fire shot out here and it crunched up and I couldn't find it. I got to look.
Okay, so we've got a shot. There may be a deer down, but to be determined on that by the sound of it.
First deer I seen, and that was it.
Well, hey, if it's the last deer you see, it's because you did the season right. Let's hope for some good luck on the search tomorrow. Going out early to get that done, I take it?
You betcha.
All right. Well, hey, I hope we get a picture, and if you guys get a deer and we'd love to see it, send it into us, WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Yeah, can you give us the song of the second deer camp later?
I will see if I can squeeze that in. I will tell you true that we are not the experienced crew to be asking about such things, but we will make an earnest attempt. If you don't hear it, it's not personal.
I will make a note and have Joe play it tomorrow night for you.
It'll play tomorrow night, if not tonight. If it doesn't play tonight, it's because the new guys did it. I'll give you that much.
Guys, who are you?
Well, not new, but we're sales guys. We're not DJs, as you probably can tell.
Okay.
But,
we're all PT.
Exactly. This is the junior varsity.
Where's Father Joel?
Joel is on hopefully having a very relaxing moment and not face-palming about what we're doing on his show here. He's just got a night off here, a rare opportunity for him as the Deer Hunters Roundup takes up a lot of his time. But you got Gray and Big G tonight.
Okay. Well, you guys keep up the good work, and thank you.
Of course. Thank you, and thank you, everybody.
And have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye now. All right, and that's going to bring us into our first ad break. We'll be back after these messages.
The smarter way to clean your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder. Mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
After your day of hunting, stop on in to the Wolf's Den Bar and Grill, Mercer, Wisconsin. The place to enjoy some social fun with dining overlooking beautiful Lake San Domingo. They have six flat screen TVs there that'll give you a good view of your favorite sports teams. Dining includes nightly specials from the tacos to the ribeye steak, all-you-can-eat wings, the Friday fish, and the prime rib on Saturday. The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill, right on Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like them on Facebook to visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Oh dear. Oh dear nutrition, that is. Located at 334 Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Load up your morning starting at 6:30 with one of Jennifer's loaded specialty teas. Or try one of her delicious healthy shakes available in a variety of tasty flavors like cake batter, orange Julius, caramel macchiato, Bahama Mama, and newly added caramel apple sucker, just to name a few. Whether you're looking for a faster, healthy alternative for breakfast or lunch, or maybe an afternoon snack, stop in or text your order to Jennifer at 715-661-8213. It's delicious, healthy, fast, and convenient at Odeer Nutrition on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open 6 days a week starting at 6:30 a.m. For those times when only the best will do, do it best with Park Falls Building and Hardware. Their inside store selection includes housewares, tools, outdoor clothing, gloves, fishing tackle, plus paint and painting supplies. Outside, you'll find lumber and supplies for all your remodeling and building projects. Is it time for a new kitchen or more storage for all those toys? Let Al Carey and the gang design your dream project today. If we don't have what you're looking for in stock, simply go to doitbest.com, select Park Falls Building and Hardware, and place your order with free shipping to our store. Congratulations to our two $500 shopping spree winners for November. From Park Falls Building and Hardware, a family tradition of quality and guarantee since 1980, and proud to be this year's silver sponsor of the award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup. Visit us on Highway 13 North in Park Falls, Wisconsin, or like us on Facebook.
Don't hunt for those online insurance companies that can't fulfill their promises. Drive to your local independent insurance agent, Forward Insurance, available to protect you, and it carries over 20 companies, including Auto Owners, Progressive, Society, and Secura, right here in your community, providing advice, policy reviews, and great service. Call Forward Insurance in Park Falls, 715-762-2497.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything, like we are the Seed & Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedAndFeed.com.
Did we say where the Seed & Feed located in Fifield?
Hey, 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 grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where it's always a party with deep-fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
All right, we are back live here on the award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup show Tuesday night here, and great to have some special guests in the studio with us. How you doing, Gray?
I'm decidedly in a different chair than when we were a moment ago.
Yeah, we did a little swaparoo here, so but we got special guests here. One of our big buck sponsors, Brian and Amanda from the Seed and Feed and Fife Field, and man, they've been in business a couple of years down there. And imagine, boy, this is a busy time of year for you, I bet, with deer corn and everything.
It is.
Going out.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, the week before rifle season opens is definitely our busiest week of the year, so.
And it's our biggest week in radio, I think, so.
Seems
the two kind of go hand in hand, but you are listening to the Deer Hunters Roundup here. I'm Big G, and we got Gray Gunderson here in the studio. He's one of our new sales associates, and you got a couple sales guys running the board tonight, so bear with us. We got great prize packages. As always, you heard all the businesses that have donated to this show. And now we've got great prize packages here with all the great merchandise. I'm just going to read over a couple of them here. Prize package number one, we've got a Shawamigan from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. We got a rocker recliner by Best Chair. That's valued at over $829. We've got a gift card here from the Seed and Feed for $50. We've got a 25-inch wreath here from Barocca's Wreaths here in Fifield. We've got $25 certificates here from Northwood Supper Club, a certificate here to Ridge Runners and Butternut, and a $100 certificate to $100 certificate from Ken's Carpet. It's good towards bedding or flooring. And we've got a $25 Cabela gift card here from Northwood's Realty, and our $25 Roblox gift card from Northwood's Realty. So that's just prize package number one. Prize package number two, we've got the Big Dipper certificates, or Big Dipper prize package, it is, right, Gray?
Right, yep, mostly the things that the Big Dipper seems to have donated.
The Buddy Heater, Rhino See-Through Blind, valued at $227. Big Dipper sweatshirt, a Big Dipper gift certificate for dining, $35. Plus some Wildwoods taxidermy, we get a $100 gift certificate. So those are just the first two prize packages. We will be going through the rest here as the show goes on. But again, thank you to all our sponsors. Yeah, I think it's time to go to the phones. Hello, you're on the Roundup. Hello? Hello?
Looks like we might want to try the second one there. Yep, they're all the way up. If they're here, they're not trying. All right.
Let's go to the next line here. Hey, you're on the Roundup.
Anybody there?
Hello? Hello?
We're alone on the Roundup.
I scared them away.
Well, I'll tell you what, Big G, I did realize that we haven't been very vocal about telling them how to get in contact with us. If you don't have our phone number memorized or already in your phone, you can reach us at the WCQM 98Q studio by calling 715-762-3221 or send in pictures or emails to WCQM at civicmedia.us. We'll be answering them in studio. Here comes a call.
Hello, you're on the Roundup.
Hello, how are you guys doing? This is Bubba from Camp Hairy Eyeball.
Hey, good. How are you doing, Bubba?
Doing pretty well.
All right, what's happening out there today?
I didn't see a whole lot today from the living room, but I'm heading back out. I'm going to try and help Whiskey chase her, fill her tag, and hopefully we have some luck tomorrow.
What's worse there, though? Is it worse to see nothing from the living room or to see the 30-pointer from the living room?
I'd like to think I could see a 30-pointer from my living room, but those hunting shows, they really got it going on, really makes me think they're out there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, shoot, if you see it from the living room, are you going to be able to do anything about it?
I could cheer, that's about it.
Fair enough. I guess I can't argue with that one. That's the whole name of the game this season. Anybody else in the area, anybody else at the camp had any luck or any sightings?
I checked out on Sunday, got a five-pointer, and then Pops tagged out as well. As we were walking out, dragging my deer out, he had a three-pointer. It walked almost right to us, and he's like, well, it's a sign. So he took his opportunity and filled his tag. So
special delivery for Camp Hairy Eyeball.
Other friendly camps around us can tag out as well.
Excellent. Well, hey, good on you. Glad to hear that you guys are having a good time this season. Good luck the rest of this coming season.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good Thanksgiving.
All right.
Hello, you're on the award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup.
Hey, it's Billy from Camp UB.
Billy from Camp?
UB.
UB, okay.
Do I want to know what UB is?
What's going on over there today?
We got some deer in the freezer. That's all that matters.
Okay.
What'd you see? Bucks, does? Hi. Oh, hi there. I think we might have a party call on this one.
I don't go back.
Hello.
I don't go back too.
So we closed camp today. Had to head back early, unfortunately, but we saw a lot of deer. Just no big bucks.
But you got some in the freezer, though. You won't be going hungry this Christmas.
Yep, we're not going hungry, that's for sure.
Excellent. Well, at the end of the day, that's really the main point. From there, it's just sprinkles on top, right?
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, hey, thanks for giving us a ring.
All right, you have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, you too. I won't hold you up, hold you up any longer. We got, I know you have a bunch of callers coming in. So
thank you kindly. Take care.
And thank you for your program.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the roundup.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Hey, this is Heath calling from Camp Liver Damage in Butternut. And calling to report, we are officially skunked as of right now.
All 4 days or just today, Heath?
All 4 days. We've had two sightings around here. One was a spike and one was a nubbin buck. And that's been about it. We tried the National Forest. We jumped a couple yesterday, but one was a doe. We don't have any doe tags. And I jumped one today, too, but I didn't get to see what it was. So, but, yeah, as of right now, I'm solo. I'm packing up and getting ready to head back south. My oldest daughter's back from college, so I got somebody to do drives for me down there. So, all is not lost quite yet. So
we got some cooler weather coming in too, so that might make a little difference.
Yeah, a little bit of weather change would definitely help out. That's for sure.
And as long as we remember that drive hunting does not involve any vehicular impacts, it sounds like you guys should have some better luck the second half. Well, thank you for giving us a call, and good luck the rest of the season.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, thank you.
All right,
bye. Hi, you're on the roundup.
Hi, hey, this is Lost Dog calling down in Lugerville, and I just got to do a shout-out to old Long Shot from Lost Pup and Lost Dog, making sure that he saved one of his metal buck tags from a couple weeks ago that we sold him, and he'll know who he is, and he better shoot wisely, make sure he fills it properly. So, anyways, you guys got a good show and keep it rolling. We got a totally empty meat pole down here and 8 guys. It's one of the worst openers we've seen in 30 years. So, but anyways, that's happened by us.
Oh, no problem, no problem. You're not the only one experiencing that. Could you give me your name and your camp name again? I'm sorry, we're the slow new guys.
All right, sounds good, but you guys keep her up. Talk to you later.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the Deer Hunters Roundup.
Yeah, I got the old buck from Camp Toothless Beaver.
The old buck from Camp Toothless Beaver.
All right, not missing that one.
Yeah, what's going on, old buck?
What's going on? Not much. They call it hunting, not shooting.
Yeah, they call it fishing, not catching, but I find I like the catching a lot more.
I actually had the opportunity today to see a spork, but I couldn't get a good square shot, and I didn't shoot. You know what a spork is, don't you?
I'm guessing half spike, half fork?
That's right. Spike on one side and fork on the other.
Well, you haven't seen the turkey pointer, but you've seen the tree pointer. You're getting there.
Pardon?
It's not a 30 pointer, but it is a three pointer. You're almost there.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Absolutely. I mean, hey, if you multiply it by 10, maybe if you see 10 3-pointers, you got that 30-pointer on the ground.
Hey, that sounds like a deal.
There's a lot worse than 10 small deer, that's for sure.
That doesn't sound like anybody's doing a whole lot out there, does it?
No, it seems like
it's kind of an off-season this year. Probably the warm weather has a lot to do with it.
They did that thing where they got smart on Saturday and just stopped showing up in the daytime, started showing up on the night cams and just... showing everybody their face on night vision just to make fun of them.
Well, that's probably a good deal if we have a halfway decent winter and they'd have a good crop next fall.
We'll have to see. The word is mild winters, but it's also supposed to get cold here over the next couple days, so fingers crossed over the Northwoods.
Time will tell. Well, hang in there. Have a good one. Thanks, guys.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
And I think that's us on another ad break.
We're
going to
take a break here and hear from all of our great sponsors of the Deer Hunters Roundup.
Ross's Sports Shop, your area sports shop and fishing guide service for over 60 years, is your headquarters for all your hunting and ice fishing supplies. They've got tip-ups, surface lures, bucktails and spinners, rubber and swim baits, bass and walleye tackle, and a complete guide service. They're also stocked with Christmas trees and wreaths, so hunters, make a stop at Ross's Sports Shop and Fishing Guide Service, Highway 13 Phillips, or see them at rossonline.com.
Hi, Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies here. We want to wish all of our hunters the best of luck this year and remind you of a few safety tips. Treat every gun as if it were loaded. Know what your target is and what's beyond. Keep your firearms stored in a safe place and never mix guns and alcohol or drugs. Enjoy your safe Northwoods hunt from Essential Shooting Supplies here in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Half mile east of Highway 13 on Highway 182 or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
Tom Miller Electric in Park Falls welcomes all hunters to the area to have a safe and successful hunt. And when you're done hunting and put the gun away, Tom Miller Electric is a full-licensed, fully insured master electrician with over 25 years of experience who can address any of your home, business, and hunting shack electrical needs. That's Tom Miller Electric, 715-661-2257.
Escape to the heart of Oxbow, Wisconsin, where Oxbow Resort awaits with its iconic Bushlight wood tick races and the legendary Oxbow Burger. Nestled just off Highway 70 west on Oxbow Drive, this hidden gem beckons you with warmth and hospitality every day except Wednesdays. Discover a haven where adventure meets relaxation, conveniently situated off the snowmobile trail for winter enthusiasts. Indulge in the thrill of the thick races or savor the mouth-watering flavors of the original Oxbow Burger. Experience the essence of the Oxbow at the Oxbow Resort, an unforgettable destination for all seeking the Northwoods.
The Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin is a beautiful up-north place to stay for any occasion. Celebrations, ATVing, snowmobiling, even deer hunting. Located on Lake San Domingo, just steps away from all the great dining at the Wolf's Den. You get anything from a steak to a sandwich. You can see them at greatnorthernmercer.com or call to book your stay at 715-476-2440. Great Northern Motel, Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin.
CNR Power Sports on Ash Street in Park Falls is your go-to place for every kind of small engine repair, from snowblowers and snowmobiles to chainsaws and side-by-sides. Carl is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR equipment. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223.
Going on three generations, Phillips Service Center has been taking care of your automobile service needs for over three decades, offering all types of maintenance services from motor, transmission work, and fuel system services, tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, electrical diagnostics, and air conditioning. Phillips Service Center can do it all. They even do vehicle undercoating to preserve the life of your vehicle, and they also have trailers to haul your toys or that big buck. Call for trailer availability at 715-339-3655. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, located at the right side of the curve on Highway 13 in Phillips.
All right, we are back here on the award-winning Deer Hunters Roundup show Tuesday night here, and Big G and Gray here, and we got special guests in studio, Brian and Amanda from the Seed and Feed and Fife Field, and Brian, Amanda, any buck stories of your own this year?
Yeah, we have a good one.
I got my first deer yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Hang on just a second here. We gotta recognize that. Let's try it. Oh, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Studio audience is all excited. So,
when you say first deer, do you mean like the first one ever?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I moved to Wisconsin a little over 2 years ago. I had never hunted before. I decided I was going to embrace that, and I absolutely loved it. But yeah, it was my first deer yesterday.
Well, now everybody's trying to picture what exactly happened yesterday. Did you bumble out into the woods by yourself, as people are imagining, or did you have a guide, or how exactly did you go about it?
Well, we have some property up in Butternut.
Okay.
And so I had a ground blind up there, and I had been out, you know, getting it set up and everything and doing what I got to do, and 7-pointer rolled in. Like, it was late yesterday, and I was actually surprised I got anything because I got out late and just walked over the hill, and it all lined up perfectly, and I got the money shot and dropped right there, and it was beautiful.
Not so late that you had to check your phone to see if the shooting hours were over, right?
No. It was like right around 4:15.
Oh, that's awesome, though. Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, super. Thank congratulations.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A lot of people over the broadcast know that feeling, and a lot of you may have been youngins at the time, but I can only imagine. I got mine when I was, I think, probably around 14, 15, but boy, that, I mean, as a fully grown adult who knows what's going on in the world, and shoot, you've contributed to so many other hunts, that had to just be really cool.
Yeah, it was.
Awesome.
All right, we are going to take a look at a couple emails here, Gray. Have you got a couple emails for us you can rattle off?
I'm actually going to hit a few of them here because I've been neglecting my duties here as a host. This one's from Jump River Hunt Camp. Hi, Joel. Haha, he's not here. Jump River Hunt Camp checking in from the Catawba area. Slow day today with few shots heard and no deer seen. Lost one camp member today due to family obligations. Keeping hopes high that the cold weather coming tonight will help. Shout out to Camp North Fork and Camp 30 Pack. Good luck to all the hunters out there. Thank you, Jump River Hunt Camp. I'll rip off another couple here. This one is from Greg. Looks like, hi, Greg from the Red Pine Lodge out in Shanagolden checking in. Was hoping the wind, sleet, and rain would get things moving, but no luck. Just an owl. Not sure if they listen way over there, but wanted to give a shout out to my good friend BC at the Bullfrog Resort in Radisson. Well, hopefully they are listening because we are streaming on 98qcountry.com as well as the Civic Media app. If you can't listen in to us on the radio, or if anybody's wondering how, go ahead and pull us up on the app. And then one third one quick here from Toaster Strudel. Good example today of why we specialize in all things old style, special export, Blatz and Schmidt instead of specializing in deer hunting. Four guys today, Oak Ridge Boy, Random Hero, Ruger 77, and the bus driver did 7 drives with only one lonely doe to show for it. Pretty quiet at camp tonight. General consensus is we need more time for hunting. Hitting it early tomorrow, hoping for a good report in. Thanks, and keep your stick on the ice. You too, Toaster Strudel. Thank you kindly.
All right, let's go over the email. We're going to send the photos here. If you got photos of your hunting party or your deer, send them to, where we send them to, Gray?
WCQM at civicmedia.us, not .com, .us.
Okay, super. Well, we're going to go to the phones here in just a minute, but we're going to take a look at prize package number 3 here from Park Falls Billion Hardware, another one of our big buck sponsors. We've got a Nesco food dehydrator. I hope I said that right.
That's how I say it, so I'd say
heavy,
it wrong too.
Heavy sweatshirt, no stick aluminum cookware set. Some hunting items, a beaver tip up for ice fishing. Plus, we also got a Wildwoods Taxidermy $100 gift certificate there, so you can mount your deer right, go to see Travis there in Fifield. So with that, we're going to go to the phones. Hello, you're on the Deer Hunters Roundup.
Anybody there?
Hello? Hi, you're on the Deer Hunters Roundup. Hello?
Looks like we may have lost them over the ad break, but we see some new live calls coming in.
Hi, you're on the Roundup. Can you get a little closer to the phone?
Oh, that might be a technical difficulty on our end. Oh, there we go.
All right, let's try that again.
Tim got a 7-pointer.
Got a 7-pointer, okay.
Tim got a 7-pointer, okay.
And it's a 12x8, and it weighs 127 pounds. Mike got a 7-pointer. That's 8x2, and weighs 148 pounds. So who won the trophy?
I think the first year wins.
Yes!
Now. And where are you calling from?
I'm sorry, could you say that again, bud?
Boulder Junction.
Camp Snake and the Bush in Boulder Junction.
Thank you, I appreciate
Mike
you.
Mike and Tim.
Thank you.
Camp Snake and the Bush, all right.
Boulder Junction, yep.
Some of you guys are putting a few down over there. Deer, that is, I hope.
Well, they're 9 years old, so they're pretty excited right now.
Super.
Excellent, wonderful. Excellent. I absolutely love getting an excited kid with an early youth deer on the air like that. Thank you so much for sharing that excitement.
All right, thank you.
Have a good evening.
All right, thanks for the call.
And on to the next one.
Hi, you're on the roundup.
Hi.
Hi there, who's this?
This is Muckshoe from Camp Longhorn.
Muckshoe. I remember Muckshoe. Okay. How's it going at Camp Longhorn today?
Good. This morning, in under 20 minutes, and the big 8-point buck showed up, and he is down.
Nice. You didn't let him walk away. Who got the deer?
Big Riz.
All right. So it wasn't a Muckshoe buck, but it didn't get away. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You guys looking forward to finishing out the season, having some more luck, or are you guys going to take a break tomorrow?
We're going to go out more so I can fill my tag up.
All right. Don't let them fill your tag. Make sure you take care of that yourself. Get those bragging rights, man.
Okay.
Fair
All
enough.
Right. Well, thanks, Muckshoe. You have a good night. Hi, you're on the roundup.
Now hang up.
And that's our own answering machine, so I think we're going to have to...
Why did the machine will hang up?
Yeah, that was... We got to you right as the answering machine did. Who is this? You're on the roundup.
Yeah, this is Benihana. How are you?
Benihana?
Benihana.
I'm getting better by the moment. Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Camp Pontiac Ramirez, man.
Pontiac
I'm up
Ramirez?
Here with my mother, my brother, my sister... My Nino, my burrito, all of us. We're just having the greatest times.
All right. Any deer so far? Camp Pontiac Ramirez.
No. You know what? I was driving my Pontiac Grand Am the other day, and my brother was following me in his Bonneville. And, you know, we got stuck. We got stuck in the mud. You know, it's like two-wheel drive, man. And the thing's like, it's already lowered. And I got the wheels out to the side of it. You know, and like I pulled up and I'm like, a guy came along in a 4x4 truck. I'm like, hey, man, can I get a tow? And I didn't understand it because he's like, you know what, man? Hey, go back where you came from. And I'm like, dude, I'm from Wisconsin. Can't you tell from my accent?
And then he just went along on his way, right?
I think we lost him.
Oh, we seem to have lost Mr. Benihana from Camp Pontiac Ramirez. Whether I believe that to be the name or not, I will not divulge on the air. I'd also like to send out a special thank you to Brian from Seed and Feed here as he's saving me from my terrible job of stuffing the box with ballot names here. He's been organizing every single one. Thank you, sir.
I do the heavy lifting.
Yes, the Seed and Feed way.
All right. Let's go back to the phones here. Hi, you're on the roundup.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good.
Who's this?
This is Boone Daddy.
Boone Daddy, okay.
All right, where are you from, Boone Daddy?
We're just hunting out of Flambeau a little bit ways. Okay. Back to Flambeau.
You got a camp name out there, Boone Daddy?
Yeah, Hemorrhoid Haven.
Oh, boy. Well, forgive me for not visiting. How's the season going for you so far?
Not too bad. We've seen a few deer.
Okay.
My grandson got a 5-pointer.
Okay. One of them laying on the ground even, not all running away from you by the sound of it.
Yeah. We still got a few tags to fill, but we're just having fun, just me and grandma and a couple grandsons.
Excellent. I mean,
all right, that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Henry and family, you bet.
You enjoy making those memories, Boone Daddy. Thanks for calling us in.
All righty.
Looks like we should have about time for... Thank you, Boone Daddy. Looks like we have time for about one more before an ad break.
Hey, you're on the roundup.
Oh, this is Merlin from the Nut Hut.
Merlin from the Nut Hut. What's going on at the Nut Hut?
We've seen a doe in a pond today. That was it,
huh? Okay.
I was hoping there was going to be a buck behind it, but no way.
All right, so you up hunting all week, or what's the plan moving forward?
I'm going to be heading back home tomorrow night.
Okay.
Got to be home for Thanksgiving.
There you go.
And you guys have a good Thanksgiving, and keep up the good work with the show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Merlin. Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And that should be just about right to lead us into our last ad break of the hour before we pick up again.
All right.
It's time again for Baroka's Wreaths Christmas Open House, now in its 24th year. Enjoy homemade cider and cookies as you shop and find fresh balsam and mixed wreaths in all sizes, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, saddles, porch pot centerpieces made with custom bows, and special orders are welcome. Gift items like water globes and luminaries and gnomes are also available. Baroka's Wreaths Christmas Open House, November 24th through 26th from 9 to 4 each day. Baroka's Wreaths Christmas Open House, located 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
Hunters and fishermen, preserve the beauty of your harvest this season with Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Wisconsin. Travis is among the most experienced and professional taxidermists in the North Woods and beyond. Extra special care is always taken when handling and preserving your pride of the season. And if you can dream it, Travis will bring it to life. For more information, call 715-762-5550 or see wildwoodstaxidermy.biz and like them on Facebook too.
The Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant, located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, is packed with musical entertainment all deer season long. Both weekends of the 9-day season feature live, nationally touring performers each day with a bonus performance Wednesday. Find us on Facebook under the Big Dipper Bar for details today.
The Black Friday sale is going on now at Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Big time savings on everything. Recliners starting at just $199. King or queen mattress, your choice, only $399. Stock is very limited. Once they're gone, they're gone. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland.
Oh, look, Sam, do you see the turkey pointer?
Here's hoping you have better luck this hunting season. But if you happen to get your 30-pointer with your new truck, trust Worgus Auto and Truck Center. 24-hour towing and roadside service. Free body shop estimates. Free loaner car while we are repairing yours. Worgus Auto and Truck Center, because sometimes bad things just happen to good people. Highway 13 in Phillips. 339-3313.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, it's back. Jesus and Josefina's award-winning homemade chili. Add to it a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Now offering raspberry and peach teas, plus iced coffees and caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Family Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week and honoring our veterans with a 10% discount.
The Park Falls Family Restaurant will be closed Thanksgiving Day.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
And that's us back for night four of the Deer Hunters Roundup here from the 98Q Country Studio. As always, you can call into the show for a chance to be featured by calling us at 715-762-3221 or give us an email at wcqm@civicmedia.us. Again, not .com. Let's take a look here at our next prize package. We've gone through three of them already, and that brings us to number four. Includes a Tacticam cellular camera from Seed and Feed, wouldn't you know? A $20 gift card from Warga, $10 Park Falls Family Restaurant, $20 to Heritage Meats in Butternut, $25 general certificate to Gables South Fork in Lugerville, $100 gift card from Wildwoods Taxidermy, $25 to Oh Deer Nutrition in Park Falls, and a $25 gift card to Decor to Adore in Park Falls.
All right, Brian and Amanda, I've heard on the radio, I've heard your ad on the radio, and you guys are kind of naturals, by the way, on the radio. But I heard something about you have dog food and then you have a place where you can actually give your dog a bath. Is that something that I heard correctly, or
yeah,
how does that work?
Yeah, we have a self-serve dog wash. It has an always hot water heater and a heated blow dryer and a raised tub, so you don't have to kill your bath.